President Joe Biden says the infrastructure deal is settled, at least for the moment.
I'm pleased to report that a bipartisan group of senators, five Democrats, five Republicans, part of a larger group, has come together and forged an agreement that will create millions of American jobs and modernize our American infrastructure to compete with the rest of the world and own the 21st century.
The group of 10 senators are part of a larger group of 11 Republican senators and 10 Democrats who endorsed the deal. Republican Kristen Sinema of Arizona was a lead negotiator for the Republican senators. She says the agreement shows that committed lawmakers can use bipartisanship.
No one got everything they wanted in this package. We all gave some to get some, because what we did was put first the needs of our country. This does represent a historic investment in our country's infrastructure.
The agreement is a slimmed-down version of Biden's original $2.25 trillion physical infrastructure proposal. The agreement would spend $1.2 trillion over 8 years on roads, bridges, the power grid, broadband internet access, and replacing lead pipes to bring clean water to homes and schools. It would also spend about $15 billion on electric vehicle infrastructure, about half of what Biden had wanted. Speaking at the White House, Biden put the deal in a larger context, saying the U.S. is in a race with China and other countries that are already investing tens of billions of dollars, and the U.S. can't wait.
There's massive investment going on among the autocrats. One of the underlying questions is, can democracies compete with autocratic enterprises in the 21st century? And this is a big move toward that, being able to compete. We have to move, and we have to move fast. And this agreement signals to the world that we can function, deliver, and do significant things.
Biden's original plan for physical infrastructure, called the American Jobs Plan, was part of a larger $4 trillion agenda, along with a human infrastructure plan called the American Families Plan. That plan would invest in things like childcare, paid leave, education, health care, and climate programs. That plan is moving on a separate track.
Today is a huge day for one half of my economic agenda, the American Jobs Plan. It delivers clean transportation, clear water and clean water, universal broadband, clean power infrastructure, and environmental resilience. In these areas, invest two-thirds of the resources that I proposed in my American Jobs Plan, two-thirds of what I call for in those areas. But I'm getting to work with Congress right away on the other half of my economic agenda as well, the American Family Plan, to finish the job on child care, education, the caring economy, clean energy tax cuts, clean energy and tax cuts for American families, and much more.
While the physical infrastructure plan is aimed at getting Republican as well as Democratic votes, the human infrastructure plan will move on a separate track, the budget reconciliation process, which does not need Republican votes. Biden says they're inextricably intertwined.
If only one comes to me, I'm not signing it. It's in tandem.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Democratic Senate Leader Chuck Schumer underlined that point, saying the human infrastructure will come in the budget reconciliation process.
The bipartisan infrastructure bill and the budget resolution are tied together. If the Senate is going to move forward with a bipartisan infrastructure bill, we must also move forward on a budget resolution as well. I have discussed this with President Biden directly on several occasions, and he agrees we cannot do one without the other. And he has let the participants know that. Speaker Pelosi agrees that we cannot do without one without the other. All parties understand we won't get enough votes to pass either unless we have enough votes to pass both.
Schumer says he expects voting on the infrastructure and budget bills to begin when senators return for their July work period. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.